Our series, A More Perfect Union, aims to show that what unites us as Americans is far greater than what divides us. We're exploring how a growing number of people are choosing to get married with help from someone who knows them best. Vladimir Dudy of our streaming network CBSN is here to explain.
Couples today are increasingly breaking from tradition and opting to add a more personal spin to their wedding. A Knot.com study shows nearly half of all engaged couples prefer friends or family members to officiate their ceremony. And that's exactly what Melissa and Dotan Shipps did. We spoke to them just 1 hour before they got married. We are gathered here today to celebrate a wedding.
There are many stages of commitment, but this is the one that's the deepest.
The union of Melissa Curry and Dotan Shipps, led by the one person who knows how far they've come.
I've known Melissa and Dotan since 2009.
Though she may look the part, Flo Hunt's day job isn't officiating weddings.
What was it that made you think the only person who can marry us is Flo?
She had just been that one person that had always been there through the good times and the bad, and probably knew more about us than we knew about ourselves and our relationship.
Melissa and Dotan first met Flo, then Professor Hunt, in their study abroad program in London.
When we came back, it wasn't like, okay, had a great time, see you later. She followed up with us, she kept in touch with us. She was a big part of our lives.
Although Melissa and Dotan's relationship didn't last, Flo never gave up hope.
What was it about their relationship that made you feel as if they were meant to be together?
It's the way they looked at each other. And I know all couples in love look at each other cow-eyed and everything, but theirs was different. And I figured that maybe it wouldn't last, but I also knew that they would find their way back to each other.
And they did, through a text.
I had, at one point, gotten the courage up to text him. He called me back and was like, who is this?
Dotan.
Well, it was a different number than I had had.
Oh, okay. It was a new phone. Who this?
It was just, hey. So I'm like,
Melissa.
Took a lot just to write that.
Melissa and Dotan picked up right where they left off. 2 years later, they were engaged.
When you proposed to Melissa and then you called Flo and said, hey, we're getting married, what'd she say?
I don't think she was that surprised, because I think she knew it. She saw it coming the entire time.
Flo became an ordained minister using the American Marriage Ministry's website.
Trust life.
Why do you think they asked you to officiate the wedding?
I like to think it's because they adore me and wanted to have me teach at them one more time. They were then, as they are now, a couple very much in love.
A couple who found their way back to love, with the help of a mentor who always believed they were meant to be.
Dotan, you may kiss your bride. Hey, baby. Hey,
Flo was so determined to be there for Melissa and Dotan's big day that even after having a double mastectomy earlier this year, she pushed off the scheduled reconstructive surgery to be there to officiate. She says there's nothing she wouldn't do for her students, whom she considers her children. And we got a note from Flo just a couple of days ago, and she says, and this is what A More Perfect Union is about, she says, at a time in my life when I didn't know if I had many years left, you let me know that even if I didn't, I've made a difference. Mm-hmm.